Ladies and gentlemen, live from the greatest concert hall in the world, it's a time for Music 19 at the prestigious Carnegie Hall. Tonight, we welcome our featured performers, Yaakov Shweki, A.B. Rottenberg, the Yeshiva Boys Choir, conducted by Ellie Gerstner and Yossi Newman. Music by Nagina Orchestra, conducted by Yisrael Lamb. Vocal backups, Achenu and Manucha. Ellie Kleinman, concert chairman. With Master of Ceremonies, Nachum Siegel. Video production, Herman Brothers Studios. A Sookie and Ding production. All to benefit the greatest camp on earth, the happiest place in the universe, the one, the only, Camp Ask.
Thank you so much. It was actually several years before Joe DiMaggio's card was written that I first used baseball as a metaphor in a song. And I'd very much like to perform this song for you together with the very talented voices of Avi Schechter, Shlomo Schwade, and Danny Berkowitz. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Manucha. Nadine tells me that some video footage closely resembling the story portrayed in this song was recently discovered. So if you would all turn your attention to the screen, we would like to present to you the Ninth Man.
TV says from Brooklyn, how he prayed it didn't rain. All nine of us got on the bus with our gloves and bats. Rebbe also came along with his jacket, tie, and hat. Right from the start, we all could see things weren't going right. Some big strong kid from Bensonhurst had it gone out of sight. And just when things were looking up, the tide about to turn, our catcher went and broke his leg while sliding into third.
It was it on the other team, you only got eight guys.
No, we don't.
The B-boys said, much to my surprise.
Since I am their Rebbe, well, the fair thing it would seem.
Let me be the ninth man, the ninth man on this team.
Rebbe went, picked up a bat, faced the pitcher with a smile. He knocked the cover off that ball, went about half a mile. He flew around the bases,
he scored
the winning run. We danced and cheered until he said, now boys, you owe me one. Well, the next day in the classroom, no one moved and no one stirred. Already he started teaching, and his voice it could be heard. We all said, hey, it's interesting, the man he is no bore. Well, the legendary side bumps were gone forevermore.
Rebbe used to teach us Torah each and every day. He opened up our eyes and ears to everything he said. No more did we sit all day and watch on TV sets. We talked about the Rashi and the Tosfos
and the Mets.
Yeah, you did. יבן ידיד ידיד בן ידיד יפנה ידיד לידיד בחלקו של ידיד יבן ידיד ידיד בן ידיד יפנה ידיד לידיד בחלקו של ידיד יבן ידיד ידיד בן ידיד יפנה ידיד לידיד בחלקו של ידיד יבן ידיד ידיד בן ידיד יפנה ידיד
Thank you. Shut up! You have no idea how much just giving a little bit of your time to these people, how much they can achieve and how much they can give to this world and how much you'll gain as a person just by giving to these people.
There's no place in the world like Camp Esk. To see the counselors and the campers interact, the self-sacrifice and the selfless devotion, unlike anything I've ever seen before.
Camp Esk is a place of freedom for children who normally don't feel free and who don't generally have the capability of expressing themselves and being who they are in the world out there. But when they come to camp for the summer, this is their haven, this is their heaven, this is where they are who they are.
It's the happiest place in the world.
They say that at Camp Esk, sometimes kids learn how to walk because the counselors don't know that they can't.
We all work for the same cause. We want to better these campers' summers. We want to make it the best that they could be.
Camp Esk does some amazing things. First of all, it gives the campers an opportunity to get away from their home environment to the country atmosphere. It gives them an opportunity to be outdoors all day. A lot of the campers live in the city environment. It gives them a chance to run around, enjoy the fresh air. For the children that are between the ages of 4 and 21, we provide their schooling right here in camp.
The academics program consists of 17 classrooms. We have 17 certified, experienced, wonderful teachers that come in to teach the children during the day between the hours of 10 and 3:30. Part of the academics day is also the therapies that the students receive.
We have all their adaptive equipment here, whether it's their wheelchairs, strollers.
Full academic, recreational program for the summer. Give them a lot of fun and a lot of growth and therapeutic programs.
The Young Adults Program is really an opportunity for young adults to enjoy themselves, to really be a part of the society around them, to have a chance to sit in a shul and to daven for the Yalmud, and to get an aliyah, and to do psicha. It's a chance to do photography, learn how to cook. It's an opportunity to spend time with regular people, with friends, with counselors.
I think the most unique thing that I found at the camp is how everything is made to be just like a normal camp, despite the fact that all of the children have special needs, special requirements. Color wars broken out, white color wars broken out. They go to their courses, they're taken to the pool.
We announce it by dinner and all you can hear is cheering. As soon as they announce what the activity is, if they hear the word concert.
One thing that I tell people, you know, here and outside, that I think this camp is very therapeutic, not just for the campers, but for the counselors. Besides being the happiest place on earth, it's also the calmest place on earth. There are no worries. It's incredible work. It's very fulfilling. You know, it's probably the most fulfilling work I've ever done.
Since the agency's inception in 1964, we've been family-focused. We have grown to 5 school programs. We have 3 programs in Brooklyn. There's the preschool at 55th Street, a preschool and school-age program at our Remsen site, and a school-age-only program for severely multiply handicapped children at our 14th Avenue site. There's a preschool in Rockland County, and of course there is the program here in Haas-Woodmere where we provide early intervention, preschool, and the school-age program.
I think we have a very unique group of people working here. The level of caring and energy that the staff has here makes the program very unique.
The goal of the classroom is to facilitate communication for the children and choice making. We also want them to understand transitions throughout the day and to be more productive in their life. I see the changes that we make working together with the therapists and the parents. It's unbelievable the improvements that the children have made throughout the year. And when you make changes in their lives, it's for the rest of their lives.
The staff here is very, very fulfilled. Everyone is very excited about what they're doing. I myself have been here 18 years because I'm so fulfilled.
The families that are serviced here are blessed because we have a staff of dedicated professionals. The children do well because we're open to learning about new techniques. The agency is open to professional development. And together, you know, we continually seek ways to better serve the children.
you come in, you think, oh, I'm going to be giving so much and I'm an amazing person. But at the end of camp, you realize you really got so much more than you actually gave. You're able to see how much they have gained and how much, like, you've been able to help them and help their year and help their lives.
The amazing thing about the camp experience is that the kids are getting a tremendous amount of love and attention. And for the parents, it's a tremendous break. We're able to go and travel during the summer without worrying who's caring for our kids.
Camp is the happiest place in America. Everyone always has a smile on their face. No one seems stressed out. You know, the love that emanates from the counselors to the kids is unbelievable.
HASC is life-changing because it's life-changing for our son.
HASC is extremely important. It's great for the children and very significantly for the parents.
The work that's done here at HASC, I don't think can be replicated anywhere else.
Now your voice is still as you heed the call of Minico Elech Mibechi. It's our Father's will, He who made us all, that we ask of you to defy Him.
Personally, the end of a good day is when my camper says thank you. If they don't really speak so much, and it's one of the few words that they say to me all day, it's so different to hear a thank you from them than it is to hear a thank you from someone else, because it just means so much more.
They're amazed at the level of commitment that counselors who never met their children before, you know, how committed and how devoted they are to their kids.
Shalom.
Knowing that you did the best that you could for your campers, and knowing that your campers are happy, knowing that they had a great day, and knowing that you did everything that you could to make that happen. It's the best feeling in the world.
Pure unadulterated simcha. It's just an absolute high from beginning to end.
And I just feel very accomplished.
I don't think there's any other school program that could say every one of the teachers looks forward to coming back every summer.
You know, if you love these children and, you know, the people that come here, there's no way that you cannot be dedicated to them.
As long as there has been a Jewish nation, music has been an integral component of its history and culture. From the Shira sung by our ancestors at the Yam Suf, to the brilliant compositions of David HaMelech, from the exquisite harmonies of the Levium and the Beis HaMikdash, to the musical expressions of faith contained in the melodies of the great Hasidic Rebbes of Europe. But in this century, and even more so during the past 30 years, we have witnessed a virtual explosion of creative Jewish song.
From Rosenblatt on gramophone,
to Or Chadash and Simchaton,
from Yom Tov Erlich's Yiddish tunes,
to 613 Torah Avenue,
with full orchestral symphonies
and digital technology.
Forever will these songs exist,
on chrome cassette and compact disc.
Mojitschenko, what a pair!
Hey, Uncle Talmud, songs of Gershlomo,
Shlomo Kalbach, number one.
Pirchei sings the rabbi's son, Negino and Yisrael
Land. Diaspora Yeshiva Band.
Uncle Moshe for your child.
Piamentes.
Going wild,
going wild, going wild. Yes, we've got the music. Songs both new and old. There's nothing like a niggin. It's music for your soul. Yes, we've got the music. Songs both new and old. There's nothing like a niggin. It's music for your soul.
Ayika Salak Yassi Green,
marvelous meet those machines.
Avon Fried, Regish 2,
Nachum Siegel, FMU,
Stiebel hopping all around,
fake your songs to calm you down,
Bob of Moontouch, Summer Square,
Lenny Schlockrock,
if you dare,
if you dare,
if you dare.
Yes, we've got the music, songs both new and old.
There's nothing like a niggin. It's music for your soul.
Ailey's camps, they chemet sing.
Ira Heller, Dov Levine,
Rashi and the Rishonim,
Moshe, yes, Megama,
the sound of Kol Salonika,
Journeys 1, 2, and 3,
the one and only
MBD, MBD.
The sweet sounds of Lechododi, sung in perfect harmony. Smiros on a Friday night.
A kumzitz in the candlelight.
But one thing we must keep in mind, a Jewish song of any kind is only precious if and when it brings us closer to Hashem.
Slil the Zemmer Miami.
Go Amar Sharabi.
No, I'm singers harmonize.
Yeshua takes for exercise.
W-E-V-D.
Call Stryker Destiny.
And if it's something new you seek,
a new tape comes out
every week.
Every week.
Every week.
Yes, we've got the music. And the songs both new and old. There's nothing like a nigger. It's music for your soul.
For comedy,
Chabad sings merry melodies.
Levin Nefesh Chavirim,
Zohar
and the Brothers in.
Top High Reviews with Jacob Class.
Now don't forget Yeshiva Brass.
Viral Belang, Nolman 2. Recorded all at Systems 2.
Ruach music fills the room.
Mona Moshe Rosenblum. The amazing Torah by Yidoland.
Thank you. was 20 years ago when Jewish music was changed forever and the first A Time for Music was born, raising our awareness and money for some very special children. Through the years, Hask has led the way and set the standard for the finest in Jewish music and entertainment. This year's show promises to be the best ever and a fitting celebration of our 20 years of Hask music history. Join us on January 14th as we return to where it all began at Lincoln Center's Avery Fisher Hall for A Time for Music 20, two decades of stunning music entertainment. This year starring Avraham Fried, Ohad, the return of Dedi, and the live debut of Shalshelis Jr. Don't miss this fantastic show. It's hard to believe that it's been 20 years of singing and dancing, 20 years of tears and laughter, and 20 years of making a huge difference in the lives of these very special children. So be there on January 14th at Lincoln Center's Avery Fisher Hall for A Time for Music 20. And come make music history with Hask.
Closing now.
He's gone.
Come on, everybody.
Let's go.
It's some math time.
Im love on Garty, im love on Garty. Tarjag mitzvah is tarjag
mitzvah
shomarty. Im love on Garty, im love on Garty. Tarjag mitzvah is tarjag mitzvah shomarty.
Aholi mama lecho odom yogati matzasi.
Look out!
Whoa!
To know ya, please wanna be close to you. Yes, I'm so hungry. You're like water for my soul when it gets thirsty. Without you, there's no me or the air that I breathe. Sometimes the world is dark and I just can't see. With these demons around all around, bring me down to negative body.
Watch out!
Someone's at the door.
I stand on one feet, one beat, run down on one knee. I fight with all of my might to get these demons to flee. Hashem's rays, fire blaze, burn bright, and I believe Hashem's rays, fire blaze, burn bright.
mountain, I believe. How the darkness comes light, twilight unto the heights. Crown lights burning up out of the twilight. So thank you to my God, now I finally got it right.
Hey, this is Dove Katz.
This is Shirley Meyer.
Be sure to check us out on the Sameach Music Podcast, available for download at www.sameachmusicpodcast.com for all the latest and greatest Jewish music news, tunes,
and interviews
available in one place. And guess what? You can take it with you.
And it's good for you, too.
www.sameachmusicpodcast.com, your home for Sameach Music on the web. Check it out.